The following pre-recorded program contains some graphic material, and listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk about a lawsuit related to the series of exposés on Planned Parenthood trafficking baby body parts. The producer of that series is David DeLeiden, and there is a lawsuit by the National Abortion Federation against him. And in a bigger sense, this really threatens undercover journalism. We're going to talk right now with Peter Breen, special counsel with Thomas More Society, and we're going to discuss this case and its potential implications. Peter, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Jerry.
Sure. So tell us, first of all, for those who've been in a cave for the last half year or so, about the Planned Parenthood exposés and David DeLeiden's effectiveness in getting this message out.
And David DeLeiden is a 26-year-old young man who conceived and executed a 30-month undercover journalism project really focused on discovering evidence of and showing a willingness to violate the laws in regards to baby body part trafficking. So this is aborted children's remains being used for research purposes and for other purposes. And what David has done is put together just an incredible wealth of evidence and material, tapes, audio, that show that there is certainly a callous indifference to the federal law and most states' laws on this topic, which prevent any sort of profit from the use of aborted baby body parts after their donation. So he's shown that. And also just generally, he's shown outright violations of law, both in that area and then in other related areas throughout the abortion process.
Okay. And tell us about the lawsuit.
Well, right after David's videos started to be released, he started to release them in July of 2015, the National Abortion Federation realized that they had had David's undercover company, Biomax Procurement Services, at their national conventions from 2014 and 2015. So within about 2 weeks, they ran into federal court in San Francisco and sought a temporary restraining order to keep him from releasing any videos that he took at those 2014 and 2015 National Abortion Federation annual meetings. That's important because the National Abortion Federation is like the trade association for the nation's abortion providers. So there are hundreds and hundreds of abortion providers. They talk in a way that is very open mm-hmm. about what they do and how they do it. And so that material would have been very good for public release, but instead the judge enjoined any release of those 2 years worth of meeting video. And now, just recently, on December 18th, we had an argument about the preliminary injunction. The other side wants to now hold these tapes secret for the rest of the lawsuit. And the real key is, in most lawsuits, whoever wins that preliminary injunction motion usually wins the case. Mm-hmm. And so we are now awaiting a decision from the judge on that, after that argument. If we lose, we will have to go up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals mm-hmm. on an expedited appeal. But there are big issues here for the pro-life movement, for undercover journalism, and for the practice of journalism and the First Amendment generally.
Well, now help me to understand here. First of all, it was my understanding that there were 10 in the original series, right? 10. And did those tapes not all get released? What is it called? Human Capital, Episode 1, Episode 2, et cetera, right?
So David called this the Human Capital Project.
Okay.
And of course, you know, kind of juxtaposing the human being the baby body parts and capital with an AL, so
right.
Like a monetary capital.
Sure.
And So he had a longer series of videos planned and had to cut it short to 10 because he was unable to get that video from the National Abortion Federation. And so that has been under injunction ever since. The only ones to get that video right now are Congress. Congress subpoenaed it, and it's under lock and key
wow.
with the United States House of Representatives. Although apparently there was a leak a small leak of 5 hours of video that has now been placed online by an internet journalist. But really, no one's seen that video, and certainly David Daleiden has not been able to put that video together in a way that brings his investigative expertise to show folks the blatant violations of law that are demonstrated by the video evidence, and certainly the callous disregard for human life and for law shown by the abortion providers that are demonstrated in those National Abortion Federation tapes.
So the ones that are online that people can see at the Center for Medical Progress.org and so forth, or I know OperationRescue.org, you can access them there as well. Those things do not include any footage shot at those two trade shows. Is that correct?
Correct. So when you see the videos from Deb Nuka-Tola, who was that doctor.
Right. Right, and she's eating a salad, and she's drinking a glass of wine and casually discussing ways in which they can move the body, you know, as they abort the baby so that the parts can be harvested, you know, for trafficking, like livers and so forth.
Right, which we would contend is a blatant violation of federal law. Well, the first interaction that you get with Deb Nuka-Tola is at the 2014 NAF annual meeting.
So
there's some of these interactions are very interesting, and I can't disclose the content of them because we're under a court order, but certainly you can imagine that the trade show for the nation's abortion providers would give a lot of material, put forward a lot of material of great public interest, and certainly material that, you know, we highlighted 22 separate instances that we had just found on a brief review that demonstrated what we contend are illegal activities, and then other instances as well that we would contend are certainly show callous disregard for the patients of the abortion procedure, for the public, and certainly for the laws that exist right now regulating abortion.
Well, I think the callous disregard comes through no matter what. I mean, certainly, regardless of the trade show footage that we haven't seen, that, you know, only a very few people have seen, that callous disregard definitely comes through, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And so, you know, to some extent, this additional material might show you different people, might give you some different angles on certain violations of law, things like that. But what we would contend it will do is help to round out and provide additional evidence of illegal activity. Again, I can't go into the details of it because I'm under a court order. But, you know, also, it's not just this injunction. So the National Abortion Federation doesn't merely want to stop the release of the videos. They've also brought counts for racketeering, conspiracy, and other counts that would come with them triple damages, and that would force David and the Center for Medical Progress to pay the attorney's fees for the National Abortion Federation, which certainly, I would expect they're going to claim.
Yeah, like they need the money. You know, here they have lots of money. There's a lot of money in abortion. I mean, honestly, if abortion, let's say, were free and the abortionists were doing what they did out of the kindness of their heart and not charging anything, you would see the abortion industry just plummet. Their abortion industry, the phrase wouldn't even make sense if it were something that were done with humanitarian motives. Now, in contrast to that, the crisis pregnancy centers are done through humanitarian motives. But the left, which, you know, was so big on Watergate and follow the money and everything, they can't seem to understand that abortion, for the most part, is all about money. It's blood money, but it's about money. And I think this whole series from David Daleiden has helped bring that out.
Certainly. And it, you know, when you look at the debates that we're having right now in Congress and in state legislatures, should Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers get additional government funds for other services? You know, that really hits home because folks know that you don't have to get these other services. So there's birth control, et cetera. You don't have to get those from an abortion provider. And so There's a really strong, healthy debate of should we be subsidizing their abortion practices through the use of other public funds.
I think one of the most shocking things in the videos that have been released from David DeLeiden is when this one woman is actually promising that we can have this procedure done in such a way that we'll have an intact fetal cadaver. So what does that mean? They somehow kill the baby, but the baby is intact enough that the parts can be used, including the brains.
And there are multiple. You see, and this is the thing. You've got to then dig deep into what that means, because we have a law against partial birth abortion in this country. And that means that you cannot partially deliver a child and then kill the child outside the womb. If folks are talking about getting fully intact specimens, that's the term they will use, that usually means that they had to do a partial birth abortion in order to get that fully intact specimen.
But they had to somehow kill the baby. If they have a fully intact specimen, how is that baby killed?
Well, and that's the thing. And there's another little twist to it. When you are the research on the baby body parts, you cannot use this. There's a solution called digoxin that will kill the child prior to to removing,
like a poison or something.
Like a poison, but if you do that, it ruins the specimen. So. There's no other way then to, and again, not to get too graphic, there's no other way to kill the child other than physical, using a knife or what have you, or, you're dissecting the child in the womb.
If you dissected the child in the womb, you're not going to end up with an intact fetal specimen.
Right. And that's one of David's points, and the Center for Medical Progress's points they're making is, hey, if you're getting intact specimens, you're doing partial birth abortions.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you can't get that child out and kill the child without using a poison, which again would ruin the specimen.
Yeah.
So they're incredible. I mean, you look at that and it's kind of one of those, if A, then B, if B, then C.
Right.
If you have a fully intact specimen and it hasn't been poisoned, there's no other way to kill that child and extract them whole without doing the partial birth abortion.
And as I recall, partial birth abortion involves basically sucking the baby's brains out and then delivering it. So you start as if you're doing a breech delivery, then the doctor or physician inserts, like scissors or something into the base of the skull, and then they suck the contents of the brain out, and then it's collapsible, and then they pull the remains of the intact specimen. But its brains are not working. I mean, its brains are gone.
Why?
I mean, I don't mean to be gross, but this is what happens in an abortion.
Certainly. And we've got, there is a lot out there. But you see, what you just described is illegal under federal law, under most state laws. And so when we say, look, they're talking about doing trafficking in intact specimens, we know the only way to do that is to do a partial birth abortion. At least that appears to be the only way to get an intact specimen. So what's going on here? These are some of the important questions that maybe you need to look a little more deeply, and the 30-second soundbite doesn't cause people to go, oh, I can't believe that. The other point I just would make very quickly, this fetal tissue procurement service, there are companies, they send technicians into abortion clinics to stand there. And after abortions are performed, they will then pick through the parts of the child and pull out what they need. They will package them and then ship them off to research labs or whoever the buyers are. And the problem is there has been this there's a payment then to the abortion clinic for the privilege of coming in and taking the parts of the child. There's no cost to the abortion clinic. The problem is that federal law says that the only thing that can be given to abortion clinics is a reimbursement of costs. And so when the tissue procurement company sends in the technician, does all the work themselves, does the packaging, the shipping, and everything else, there's no added cost to the abortion facility. And yet, they're, the abortion facility is making $60 a specimen or $50 a specimen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, so each liver or what have you that gets pulled out of this child. And so David raises the point, and this is really, it's a very simple process, which is if there's no cost to the abortion clinic, and yet they're getting paid large sums of money, some in the hundreds of thousands of dollars per year, well, how in the world are they following the federal law that says you can't make a profit on baby body parts? You can only get costs reimbursed.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, people that are interested in this can get more information at thomasmoresociety.org. Peter Breen, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.